Good morning and welcome to the Nakona Chamber of Commerce Update. Well, it has been a big week and is a big weekend in Nakona. We have on the phone with us Cheryl Johnson, the Executive Director for the Nakona Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, and you're right. We have had a week. I mean, we've had something every night for Mardi Gras, but we're gearing up. Today is starting off our big day going into tomorrow. So today, Friday, we start at the ATV Parade. It's going to line up at our VFW over on Baylor Street about 4:30, and the parade's going to start about 5, and we'll come down Clay Street throwing beads. We have music. We're going to throw candy, and if you would like to enter, there's no fee to enter. We're just asking people to show up at the V in their ATVs, and then we'll sign everybody in at that point. So that's going to be a great, fun time, and then after the parade, we have a crawfish boil at the Justin Building, and that's downtown Clay Street as well. And that's at 5:30, and that's $25, and that is such a bargain for crawfish.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, Friday, we always have our live entertainment. So the brewery is having live entertainment, and then the VFW, the V, is having live entertainment. So just going to start carrying that celebration from Friday into Saturday.
Okay.
So our big day, Saturday, huge day. We start off with a pancake breakfast from 8 to 10 at the VFW. There's going to be a shoebox parade at 9 a.m. at the Justin Building. The 5K Fun Run, which is sponsored by the Nakona High School Band, that's at 10 a.m. And then we have the little kiddos parade that starts at 12 noon. We're asking everybody to line up at the Justin Building by 11:45.
Okay.
So that's always a good time to come and see what the kids are dressed up as for Mardi Gras. And then from 1 to 3, before the big parade starts at 3:30, we're going to have a live band downtown. We're going to have our cheerleaders, the Nakona High School cheerleaders. They're going to lead us with some cheers. Then we're going to throw T-shirts, and we're going to kind of whet the crowd's appetite with free T-shirts and candy and beads. You know, so we're really trying to have like a little dance party. But then really at 3:30 is our big, big parade. And we have over 35 entries and counting. We still have people joining us. So it's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. And then we finish that up with the Knights of Columbus fish fry at the Justin Building following the parade around 5 p.m.
Okay. Wow, what a great weekend. Now,
if people didn't touch all that, everything is on Nakona.org on our Mardi Gras events page.
Okay. So you can go there and check that out if you missed some of the times on the event. So, Cheryl, anything else?
Yeah, we do. I am, sadly, but happily, I am retiring as the chamber director. But have no fear. We have a young'un. She's full of energy and ready to fill my shoes, but she can fill my shoes. Emily Carminati, and I'm going to have her say hi real quick.
Okay.
Hi.
Good morning, Emily, and welcome to the radio show. So we're looking forward to visiting with you. I think we're going to start off after Mardi Gras is over and kind of settle down. We'll be talking to you and finding out what's coming up next at Nakona Chamber, and we're excited about it. Hope you are too.
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it. I am so excited to be a part of everything. We do have a lot of events coming up after Mardi Gras, and so I can't wait to talk to you and report on those. I'm just so excited to be here.
You bet. Well, we're excited to be visiting with you. It was sorry to see Cheryl go, but I know that
she's
looking forward to retirement. So anything else that we need to know before we close our show today?
No, thank you, and we really thank KNTX for continuously supporting Nakona and everything that we do here.
You bet. Cheryl, good luck on retirement and best wishes, and thank you for all you've done.
Thank you so much. Let the good times roll.